All righty. Well, let's just go ahead and begin. First off, introductions. Mike, we'll have you go first.
Awesome. Mike Savatt. I am the current president of the Football Players Association, hence forth the FPA to save time.
Save a little time.
Yeah, I'm in my first year of a two-year stint, and I took over for the man who's going to speak right now, Colin.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Hi, everybody. My name is Colin Charlson, one of the founders of the Winona State Football Players Association and the immediate past president. Thank you for having us, Liam.
No, thank you guys for agreeing to an interview. It means a lot. I think the first question I've gotten to get us started, you guys were founded very, very recently, 2017. What was the thing that kind of finally put tires on the ground, boots on the ground, and made you guys found it?
I think initially, and we should definitely acknowledge one of our two founders. I think our two founders were Scott Opfer, who played football back in the early 80s with myself, and Colin, who's on the phone with us. And they just felt the need, and Colin can speak to this, for a little bit of increased solidarity. And we wanted to feel like ex-players and people who were concerned about football felt a connection to Winona State. And you can feel a connection in various ways, right? But there really wasn't very much. And initially, that was, I think, their mission. Would you agree, Colin?
Yeah, for sure. Back at that time, Coach Sawyer was obviously still the head football coach and had been there for the better part of his adult life as the head football coach. And so we had this incredible group of alumni, and we had sort of informally tried to do a bunch of different things and really started out as just a way to bring back those friendships, right, and connect generations of Winona State football, really all the way back. I think one of our oldest members, who's since passed away and one of our original board members as well, played in the 1950s at Winona State, maybe even late 40s. And so we had this wide group of people, and it was really initially set up to just connect people and create friendships that had yet been formed. But we had this common bond of Winona State football, and we'll talk a little bit how the landscape of NCAA athletics and college football has changed since then, and how our membership and our role with the football program has changed there forward as well.
It kind of speaking onto that point, what differentiates the FPA from a booster club?
It's probably similar in a lot of ways. We started out very much of a social-based organization, trying to connect people. These days you do that through social media, through various IT platforms and things like that. And we started to realize that we could get a lot of stuff done. The game day experience is one of those things we stumbled upon, or she stumbled upon us, maybe Tracy Hale from WSU and their alumni office. And Scott and Colin floated the game day experience past her and what they envisioned. Tracy shared the vision. She continues to throw a ton of calories at the effort. And it's I don't know, we all think it's the best, but we think it's the best NSIC game day out there. And people are copying us, so we must be doing something right. And along with the social aspect, with game day, with what we're trying to accomplish, just with connecting with players and the people that care about the program, you start to say, we could leverage a lot of this to really help the program financially. And it's not anything new to Division II football to have financial issues. Winona State, like every other NSIC school, has them. And at some point, I remember Colin and I having the discussion one winter evening when we were starting to transition to becoming more of an impact group than
just simply fans that support the team.
Exactly.
Colin, anything to add on to that point?
Yeah, I guess I would say the difference I I don't know. I mean, I think every booster club is probably a little bit different, but I think what's unique about our membership is that it's not players' families exclusively. Most of them are members, you know, moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas. A lot of them are contributing members of our organization and help out immensely with events and financially as well. But we have this incredible base of local support, people that, you know, love Winona State football, but really didn't have a connection. Now they do through the FPA. And then we also have this alumni base, you know, hundreds of former players that are involved in this. And when I think booster club, I think of, you know, players and families having a brat roast once a year to raise a couple $100. Our impact is much more significant than that, both financially. And it's been something always in my craw since the very beginning, was that I wanted to personally give back in more than just treasure to the program. And that's happened in a lot of ways with the FPA. But just to highlight one that I think is very unique from a booster club, we rolled out a career development program for the players at Winona State. We have a couple of team meetings with guest speakers a few times a year, talking about some of our former alumni's journey professionally, things they would have done differently. We help them with resume development. We assign them mentors. We get them connected with the right people for internships and placement after college for professional resources. And so those types of things, I think, really differentiate us from a normal booster club, in that we are much more based kind of grassroots in the relationship with the players.
In a career development kind of boot camp, almost, it sounds like. That's very unique, I think, amongst many D2 schools, even schools just in general, where a lot of the focus is on how those players are going to develop post-football playing careers. Because I'm sure at a lot of young kids, football is kind of just always something that they've done, right? Especially for, you know, high school, middle school, and now through college, it's always just been that constant. Well, they haven't really had much time to prepare post-college, when maybe they don't go to play any sort of professional league. That's a really interesting take and experience and resource, I think, that gets overlooked sometimes.
Yeah, these kids are paired with ex-players who are in a field or related field that the player is in, wants to be in. And so in terms of a career development, if this relationship is functional, goes back and forth and continues, the player may end up working with or for his mentor, right? So, I mean, that's the goal. The goal is to try to help any athlete who wants to make an easier jump from academics into the real world.
I think, like I said, that's a very overlooked aspect of college and collegiate athletics in general. And the fact that you guys are going to lengths to not only connect people with alumni, well, first off, that does, I know, benefit alumni a lot. I know a lot of alumni kind of struggle being on their own for what's the first time in quite a long time, you know, entering the workforce for the first time and, you know, not having a collegiate experience around them. So not only does it reconnect them with roots into the campus, but it also connects the collegiate athletes with somebody who can prepare them for later on in life.
Exactly. And that's what we're, when we started to take the jump from a social club or social group into a group that we felt could really impact football at the university, doors start to open up. But it all depends on how hard you want to push. We've we developed a scholarship through the foundation under Tom Sawyer's name that Merle Peterson, who Colin had mentioned, recently passed away. Gave a significant amount of money to, but that's basically funding a scholarship a year right now. Every year we are taking a percentage of our revenue as an association and putting it into directly the football program. What do you need right now? Kind of stuff. And then we're also into special projects, which gets a little more interesting as well.
Well, I saw that you guys did just successfully fundraise and purchase. I think you said it was $20,000, $30,000 worth of knee braces for the offensive line. I saw that. I don't know how recently that was completed.
It was just this year. And it was something that was in the Winona State football wish list for 3 or 4 years. And all of us ex-players seem to have at least 2 knee surgeries. And so, you know, we're talking about, we have to find a way to make this happen. And it's just not something that would get the highest priority budget-wise. And so we took on a special project. We got super lucky. We ended up partnering with the foundation, with Phil Sonnenberg at the foundation, with Stacy, who runs the athletic training office. Winona Health got involved and leaned on one of their vendors for a really, really good price on a knee brace. And so between Winona, the FPA writing a check, the foundation writing a check, everybody basically coming together for this effort, we got knee braces. And the offensive linemen absolutely love them. And we know for a fact that it has saved one offensive lineman this year at least from a total knee reconstruction. He had he got rolled up on the side. Everybody ran out there, and after a couple minutes of standing up and panicking, he was just like, wow, that knee brace saved my knee. And that makes it all worthwhile when you can directly contribute to something like that. It's very cool.
Colin, anything to add on to that?
No, I think what we do is, it's just so valuable. In today's world, we forget that these players are kids, and that they're at Winona State for far more than to play football. And I can speak for myself. I wouldn't be the business owner, the dad, the husband, the leader that I am today without my on-field and off-field experiences at Winona State. And it's really what we're trying to do. I mean, you think about it from just a recruiting perspective, and I'll tell you just a quick story. It was spring ball 6-7 years ago. Tom Sawyer was still the head coach, and we were rolling out the career development program to the players after their Friday night walkthrough before the spring game. And there was a handful of recruits there with their parents, and one of which was a guy that they really wanted at Winona State, and was being recruited by FCS and FBS schools around the country. And his dad came up to me after I presented this idea to the team and what we were going to do to hold them accountable to being more than just a football player, but what it meant to be a true warrior football player as it relates to their development professionally and personally. And he came up to me and said, hey, I want my kid to go to school here. I want him to play for this program because of what you just said. That's something I have never heard before from any coaching staff or alum. And that's the stuff that's really cool and really impactful. And yeah, we do a bunch of cool stuff and we buy a bunch of cool gear, but we just want to be available and be present and be seen by the players so that they know there's people that care about them. And there's people that care about the program just as much, if not more, than they do. And it's been really fun to see that kind of evolve in so many ways. And it will lead to success, long-term sustained success again at Winona State. And we're starting to see that this year with a very young group of players that are, quite honestly, I think if you asked any of them, I don't think they'd be happy with what they have achieved. But for those of us close to the program, they've overachieved in a lot of ways with a very young football team that had a little experience. It's been really fun to watch that happen. And that's the thing that people talk about with programs in every sport. It's culture. And these kids are holding themselves accountable to that high level of culture because of a lot of the work that we do. And we know it's appreciated. They don't have to tell us. They all do. But we know it's appreciated by them because we were in their shoes. We were on that field, and our blood and tears are there as well.
That's a very thoughtful answer, and it actually does bring up another question I had been meaning to ask. With this program, you know, association in place, are there things that you guys have pushed for that you wish that you would have had when you were players at Winona State?
Oh, Yeah.
Look, I think, Liam, there's so much. I'll jump on that, and Mike can fill in the gaps. Well, but
Colin, I always say that Mike. I got done playing football before the 1983 team, which began to really set the bar high for Winona State football. And it's like I'm going to play it in the dark years.
Oh, boy.
So my answer to you would be, I wish I had better players, and I wish I had. I wish I was better. But, you know, we're doing a lot of things right with supporting football, and always have been over the years, especially with Coach Sawyer when he was in place, setting some stuff in place that hadn't been there before. But everybody is trying to achieve the same goal. And as hard as we're working, we have to remember that people at every other NAIC school is doing the same. And we just have to stay after it. There's always something. I guarantee if I could fundraise $20,000 a week,
that'd always be something to go towards.
We'd find a way to spend it. Yeah, Coach Curtin would find a way to spend it. Athletics would find a need for it. So you have to, as a booster, if that's a good word, I'm not too sure if it is, but in my position and Colin's position, we have to stay hungry, and we just have to continue to try to push the envelope and help football as much as we can.
Mm. Colin, I know that you were going to jump on that answer, and, you know, by all means.
I'm used to Mike interrupting me, so it's totally fine. I get along well.
Thanks, Colin.
I love you, brother. Winona State, Maxwell Field, one of the hardest places to play for an opponent in the entire league, probably in the entire country. We have fans that come out in numbers. There may only be 5,000 or 6,000 people there, but it feels like there's 100,000 because of the proximity to the fan base, to the field. It's like an ice rink, right? And that being said, there is some much needed field improvements. I think our past administration talked about the vision and believed in that vision, but our current administration is going to do something about making sure that Maxwell Field is not at the bottom of the conference as far as its quality, the quality surface, the quality facility that it is, but instead it's at the top. An indoor facility is something that's been talked about for a long time. I think we're close on that. Our current new president and athletics director are behind that. They want to get that done. It involves a lot of logistics and moving some things around. But there's been support both at the community, alumni, and university level. And certainly the Football Players Association has been a guiding light in that, and we've stood alongside of them and tried to encourage continued development. There was this little hiccup in our world about 5 years ago with COVID that sort of put that on the back burner for a while. And, you know, the following enrollment challenges with the enrollment cliff that every university faced, just simply a demographic issue. But we're emerging from that on top and in a really good position as an institution and as a program. And certainly those types of facility improvements are going to be significant. And they will go a long way in the arms race that is college football today to make our kids better every single day by the facilities that they get to utilize. Now, I will tell you that I think part of what has made us so great as a program historically is that we have been able to do more with less resources. I think back to my time on the field at Winona State in the early 2000s as a national power competing every year in the postseason and winning conference title after conference title after conference title. We did more with less than most of the conference and most of the country. I think at the time we had, it depended on the year, but between 14 and 16 full scholarships. Today we're a fully funded program. And so we can accomplish way more than we have, especially because that culture, those roots are still there, that we will accomplish more with less. And these facility improvements and the gadgets and gadgets that we can have are only going to make us even better. So the future is really bright and the momentum is there. I feel like probably now more than ever, and Mike, I'm assuming you would agree with me, not only as an organization, as a football players association, but as a university and as a football program, there is a lot of momentum and inertia right now in the right direction. And that's a really good thing, and we're really excited about what the future holds for Winona State football.
Well said. Yeah, we have, it helps to have visionaries at the tip of the spear, like Dr. Jans, Jen Flowers, the athletic director, people like that who want to get something done. It's one thing to talk about theories, and it's another thing to put the rubber on the road, so to speak, and actually get buildings done. Things like that. And I think with people like that in place, it just makes the ability of the FPA larger yet. Because we know we've got people plowing the field for us.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I'll say this to Liam. I think every university president would say that they support athletics and they like athletics and they know it's an important part of the university's fabric. Dr. Jans loves athletics. I've been to volleyball games, basketball games since he's been president, soccer games. My wife played soccer at Winona State. He is at everything, and he absolutely loves athletics. And I think it's going to show that it will be a part of recruitment of the general population of students at Winona State. But it's also going to show in the success that all of our programs, not just football, have in their success. And we've always taken the approach that our high tide as an FPA will rise all of the boats, to quote our former president, Scott Opper, one of the founders of our organization. We want to bring everybody along. Everybody on the Winona State campus and every single athletic department, coach and program, we want them to come alongside of us and make sure this thing works. And man, it makes it really easy when you got a guy like Dr. Jans, who is all behind that. And his door is always open. And I really appreciate that about Dr. Jans. And he's been just an incredible asset to us here the last few years.
Our template, the FPA's template for success, I think, it is pretty doable, so to speak. And under the theme, high tide raises all boats, if every program at WSU had an association similar to ours that was active in trying to get that program better, if all the programs are better, everything improves even more than that, right? It's just a feeling walking around campus. And that's the goal. I think that's the goal of our athletic director, Jen Flowers. That's for sure the goal of Dr. Jans. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen without a lot of elbow grease, but we're ready to go in that direction.
Now, to speak on that point, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, coming from a smaller D3 school like myself, whenever any of our sports teams were doing well, you could feel it. Like, it wasn't even if you weren't at the games, you could just feel it on campus that it was like people were happy, right? You know, they had something that they believed in, that they could go out and see a great product on a court or field or a rink or whatever it may be. It directly affected the mood of a campus. And I've seen that with this, you know, young Winona State team. I had the pleasure of interviewing Brian Curtin a couple of weeks ago, and he said pretty much the same thing. It's a young team that they've got spots, they're doing well, they're above 500 now on the season, and I can just see it affecting people in the community, even that it's they've got something that they can go out and see,
right? Yeah, if the community is looking to WSU for stuff to do on a Friday night or Saturday or a Tuesday night in January, that's what you want. You want that engagement. And if somebody's coming to their games and having a good time, because you're winning always helps, it just increases that level of community involvement that we're trying to get to.
Colin, anything else to add on that?
The wins and losses matter, right? But what we don't necessarily see from the outside looking in as a fan or a community member or a member of Winona State, you know, from a distance, is all of the little things that really lead to success on Saturdays on the field. And I'm just really excited about the momentum that we have created as a program, and a ton of credit to Coach Curtin and the program, because I firmly believe and know that those things are happening. And that's why We are excited about the future for Winona State.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I could definitely see that, both from speaking with him and from talking with people who have, you know, been at the game day experiences as well. It does seem like there's a lot of momentum behind the young program right now. And I do think that whenever the facility upgrades happen, it'll kind of just slingshot the program into the moon, if you get what I'm saying, right? It'll just really elevate it to that next level. And, you know, I've had an experience with, you know, being able to broadcast from one of the press boxes there with the high school games that happened there on that field as well. And I can say, you know, it's already, like you said, a fantastic stadium, a fantastic environment. And then whenever it just gets elevated, it's going to probably hit that stride.
Right, exactly.
Well, for you guys, is there anything that you have that you really want to highlight? I mean, you know, this is as much my interview as it is your guys', isn't it? If you guys have something you're like, you know, we really want to talk about this, just go for it, you know?
The only thing I can think of is that there's always room on the FPA bandwagon if somebody wants to get involved, even if they just want to get involved simply or as being a member. You can find us on the internet, and you can join up, become a member. And if you want to get involved more than that, you sure can as well. There's always work to do, and no matter how much you have accomplished, there's just that much, if not more, in front of you if you want to get to where you want to get to, which is some national championships.
Well, when you become a member, you also get a pretty fancy parking spot, don't you?
Yeah, and you do. You can come down to the game day experience if you're a member. You can have a beverage at our tent, walk around, get a bunch of food vendors.
A lot of food vendors.
Yeah, the game day experience has become very cool. My grandkids came down there last home game with my wife and spent 2 hours down at the bouncy stuff and the jumping around.
There's axe throwing the other day.
And stuff. But it's a good family experience. I encourage people to come down. The last game is this weekend. So
yeah, and ending to the regular season, you know, we do also have tickets to give away to that game as well. You can get us at the game day experience as well. We will be giving away those tickets. Colin, I mean, same question. Anything that you just really want to highlight for this program?
No, I guess I would echo what Mike said. And that is simply to get involved. And there's always room for you, and we'd love to have you. And certainly, thank you to all of those that have been involved from our community, from Winona State. A huge thank you to everybody that has made this really happen over the last, now, 8 years. It's been really special to watch, and it's amazing how far we have come. And without sharing real specific numbers, our impact is meaningful. And the finance help that we're able to provide the program is incredible, and it's because of all of those people and our membership that's allowed that to happen. So I just would like to say a thank you, and come alongside of us, and hopefully we'll see you Saturday for some fun.
Yeah, should be a good final game of the season. Make sure to wear purple.
You bet. Go Warriors.
All righty. Well, thanks, guys, for coming along for this. Again, I know that you guys are always a fan of media and stuff, but still, just thank you so much for coming in and agreeing to be interviewed.
Go Warriors.